Welcome to The Point. I'm Mindy Todd. Later in the hour, celebrating the ordinary people, natives and Washashores, who make their home on Cape Cod. We talk with author John Whalen about his book, I Am of Cape Cod. We also hear the story of one of the Cape's invisible populations, the homeless, and the story of a 75-year-old woman who moved to the Cape to pursue acting. But first, the importance of engaging tourists and visitors in protecting and caring for the Cape and Islands. Joining us is Jill Talladay, founder and director of Care for the Cape and Islands. Welcome.
Thank you.
So Care for the Cape and Islands is a traveler's philanthropy initiative. So what exactly is a traveler's philanthropy? What is that? And when did this idea sprout?
Traveler's philanthropy is about inviting people to give time, talent, and treasure when they come. So whether it's involving volunteering, donating some funding, or providing some expertise. And I've worked in the tourism community for many years here on Cape Cod, and I became more and more concerned about how do we balance the inviting all these people that we need here for an economic purpose with making sure that we keep it as special as it is or even better. So I ended up going back and getting a graduate degree in sustainable tourism from George Washington University. I learned all about ecotourism and volunteer tourism and traveler's philanthropy because I did an internship with the Center for Responsible Travel and went to their third annual conference in Costa Rica. They just rolled out a traveler's philanthropy initiative in Monteverde, Costa Rica. Mm-hmm. And I thought, why aren't we doing this on Cape Cod? So I came back and started talking to people, and here we are 5 years later.
Cape and Islands, of course, long attracted visitors because of our natural beauty, but it is a double-edged sword, as you're saying. There are environmental impacts when a big influx of humans descends.
Right.
4 million annual visitors to our region. So what are some of the impacts on our natural resources and the environment?
We hear a lot about the wastewater issues. So all of those flushing toilets send out things into the ocean that we don't want into our drinking water. It's trash that has to be disposed of and taken off Cape because we don't have any way to get rid of it here. Automobiles and the air. So it's all of those things. And just, our small roadways and just an increase.
Which seems to get more and more crowded
right.
every year, doesn't it? So why do you think our region is a good fit for this Traveler's Philanthropy Initiative?
Well, because it's so dependent upon our natural environment. And it also, we're also focused on helping to preserve our culture and history, because we do have a rich culture and history, especially around the sea captains and the ocean itself.
Mm. What kinds of partnerships have you formed with others involved in the tourist industry?
Well, when I first started, I obviously need to raise money, and there are a number of models that are other destinations that are doing this, where frequently they have the hotels add on a dollar to their guest bill, and the funds are pooled. So I started talking to various hotel businesses here, and what we decided was probably the best way to do it was to just kind of kick off a pilot program. And I worked with the Wauquasset Resort. I know the managing partner, he's always kind of a innovative, think outside the box type of person. So it was a great fit. They're also located on Pleasant Bay, so they need to make sure that the bay and the water is taken care of. And so we launched a program, and our first project was funding a wayfinding sign on Whales and Stellwagen Bank at Herring Cove Bathhouse.
Hmm. What are some of the other ways that you try to reach out to visitors? And is there an educational component to your outreach as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Education is key. And I think that people aren't necessarily doing what might be the wrong thing because they mean to do the wrong thing. They don't necessarily know
or think about it. Yeah,
exactly. So we're bringing awareness through we have a partnership with the Center for Coastal Studies. We funded a number of projects for them, all around plastic waste reduction, and so they lead marine debris education programs. I have some visiting student groups that come, and they provide, the Center for Coastal Studies provides the educational component. The students are out picking up trash. They're learning about what kinds of things to look for, the impact of them, the fact that plastics just never go away. They may break down. They get smaller and smaller. But so it's important to keep these things out of the water, and also working with trying to educate restaurants to think about, you know, does a, if you're serving a glass of water, first of all, does the visitor want the glass of water? And secondly, do they need a straw in the water? I don't use a straw at home in my water. And the those plastic straws frequently end up also in the ocean, and they end up in the bellies of fish.
Yeah. What about second homeowners? I know we're talking about visitors as far as tourism, but we have an awful lot of second homeowners too.
We do have a lot of second homeowners, and that's something that when I hear people complain about, oh, those darn tourists, you have to really think about that an awful lot of the people that are here seasonally are people that actually own second homes. So it's, you know, I'm reaching out to some of those homes are inhabited by the owners, and some of them are also rented. So working, doing some outreach through the rental companies to see if they would share information in their, usually they have booklets in their homes, you know, get them to recycle.
Yeah, I would say you would think that would be a no-brainer because you're not really asking for anything. You're just trying to give somebody some information.
So, right. Yeah. I know. Yeah. I know.
Is there any research or even anecdotal evidence that when visitors become more engaged and invested in a vacation destination that they're more likely to return?
Absolutely. I mean, there are people that come here year after year, and how many of us have come here to vacation and now we live here? So absolutely. I think if you develop some pride in the place that they visit, and they feel definitely a joint ownership, and we'll come back. One of the things that we're hoping is that if we get people engaged in and contributing to some of our projects, that they'll want to come back and see, you know, how is it developed, or is it, you know, better, or, you know, what else have we done? Like, for example, one of the projects we funded that was more cultural heritage based was the Sea Captain's Trail and Map in Hyannis, which led to a mural on the side of Bradford's Hardware Store, which tells the story and the heritage of the sea captains and their importance to the community. And so that's something that if someone took the walk and saw and learned about the history, they can come back and see, oh, wow, now there's this mural, and then what else can they build upon that?
You also teamed up with the Mariah Mitchell Association on Nantucket. Tell us about that project.
Yeah, I was really excited about that. I have a whole real kinship with whales, first of all, and this was our first project on Nantucket. And this involved an artist in residence who took marine debris and developed these amazing whale sculptures as a result. And obviously we want to, we'd prefer if the plastics weren't in the water to begin with, but if you know, it's like make lemonade out of lemons. And if you have them, and we have an event, our 5-year anniversary event is coming up November 2nd. And the artist is going to be there, and she's going to be actually working on one of her whales. So anyone who wants to see, you know, how to make one or what's involved can come and actually see her in action.
And who's the artist?
Cindy Pease Rowe.
You mentioned the, you know, time, and you know, people can give their time, they can give donations, or they can give expertise. So, you know, time, okay, we get that. Money, we get that. What's the expertise? What kind of expertise are you looking for?
Well, you know, I think I mentioned the Cape Cod Chamber is focused more on the blue economy than just straight tourism, which also involves sustainable tourism. But, you know, there's need in learning about, you know, different ways of purifying the water or creating oceanographic products, or, you know, things that they're, you know, we have experts here, but we don't know everything. So bringing in other ideas and people that have been doing successful programs in other destinations.
So you've been looking at what's happening in other areas.
Sure.
Then.
Share
some ideas.
All about collaboration, right?
What are some of the criteria for projects to be eligible for funding?
We definitely want, because we're a Travelers Philanthropy Initiative, we would like a visitor component, so that there's something that both visitors and residents can actually experience, something that has some legs and longevity that maybe could be replicated in another area, you know, of the Cape or Islands. And we have a number of different themes that they could fall in, whether it's environmental stewardship or culture, you know, things connected to the food and wine. But whatever it is, we want to make sure that it's something that has some experiential and educational opportunities for it.
Do you try to strategize geographically to fund projects throughout the region?
Yes. You know, we're always grateful when we have things that cover, you know, all of the Cape So we're very proud that we funded things from Falmouth to Provincetown, not every single town, but many of them. And like I said, this year, Nantucket, and our goal for 2018 is to include something in Martha's Vineyard. And one of the things for our big event on November 2nd is we're giving out a grant of up to $5,000. So it's all about celebrating 5 years and $5,000, which is more than our typical grants are. And we're excited with the fact that we have an application from Martha's Vineyard for that.
Yeah. So 5 years you've been around. Are things going as you had thought, as you planned? Or I mean, there's always surprises, right?
Yeah. And there's always something new to do, and there's always, you know, I get excited about it, but I'm a one person show again. And I was I was fortunate to have had some interns to assist me. But it's being able to manage what I can do mostly on my own and then trying to engage some volunteers. And I have to keep reminding myself that even though there are so many more things that I'd like to do, each year we become more aware, others are more aware of our work, and we get more more businesses that are working with us, and so it's just
slowly growing. Growth is usually
and
good,
I know one of these days it's just gonna pop.
You funded environmental, historical, and art projects over the years. Are you looking forward to other projects or other types that Care Cape Cod and the Islands would like to be involved? I mean, are you looking for, it's like, oh, I've always wanted to do this kind of a project, or are you pretty much where you want it to be?
I think we're where we want to be, although we're involved in the Sea Captain's Mural, but there are more art projects or things that involve, I like repurposing things if you've got stuff, you know, it's easier to repurpose them. Climate change is a big important issue. So we actually have some applications for things related to climate change. Just whatever can bring a bigger impact and a larger awareness to a larger audience.
As you look at other travelers' philanthropic initiatives around the world, do you see ways that you could grow and expand Care for the Cape and Islands in the years to come? Is that a thought that you're, you know, strategically planning?
Well, I mean, my strategic plan has always been that I thought if I can really get things going and moving well on the Cape and Islands, that I could take the story and spread it around, you know, the rest of Massachusetts and New England and really share the story so that it's a real movement, you know, all over.
How do you feel tourists are reacting to the information? Because, you know, you come here, you're on vacation, you don't necessarily, want to hear about, well, I could use some time or money or expertise from you. You're on vacation, you know, you're having a good time. So are you finding it difficult to, you know, penetrate that wall, or are people responding the way you thought they might?
Well, I think we try to present it as something that's more interesting and not so much about, you know, give us, you know, but creating fun things. And so that the student groups that come, they're marine debris education programs, but they have a fun time with it. And it really is more of a, that they don't even realize that they're learning in the process, you know?
fun learning. Yeah. So you mentioned you're having the 5th anniversary event in November. Who's invited? What's on the agenda?
Everybody's invited. So I anyone that's listening, careforthecapeandislands.org, you'll find the information on how to register. We have some great auction prizes and raffle prizes. You'll get to come and learn about you'll meet some of our grant recipients so that you have a better sense of what it is that we've accomplished and where we want to go. We've got a couple of nights at the Cliff House in Maine, an incredible recently renovated resort.
And we can see the artist working on her whale sculpture.
You can see the artist working on the whale sculpture. Right. Yeah.
So we'll have more information about Care Cape Cod and the islands, including details about their 5th anniversary event on Thursday, November 2nd at our website, capeandislands.org. Jill Talladay, founder and director of Care Cape Cod and the Islands, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Coming up after the break, John Whalen talks about his book, I Am of Cape Cod.